An expert on grain bin entrapment says we may be doing things all wrong. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
While having specialized rescue equipment nearby in case of a grain bin entrapment, one expert on the matter says a better use of resources may be discouraging entry into grain bins in the first place. Bill Field is a Purdue University Extension safety leader.
You know, what should be our long-range plans? I just absolutely believe that we have misapplied some of our resources, and we need to return to focusing on prevention.
Field says so many grain bin incidents occur when someone decides to fix a problem with out-of-condition grain in the bin. This is not, he says, a job to be done alone.
It's amazing how many people die working by themselves. You know, we have all this technology, but, you know, I'm getting old and I don't always carry my cell phone. When they're out there doing something, the idea of having wearable technology or personal technology that can find you. So I think it's important if you're going to be in a bin, that there be always somebody around.
Field says he'd much rather farmers take more care in storing their grain properly to begin with, so that they don't have to fix a problem in the bin later and risk their safety. You can access a webinar featuring Field's presentation by visiting the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.